It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. We're joined today by the Honorable Charisse Davids. Great to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
Kansas 3rd Congressional District, also a member of the House Ag Committee. And we were just talking, like your first anniversary of being on the House Ag Committee, right?
Yeah. We're just, I bet it was... I bet the anniversary is coming up in just a couple of days or something. And I was remembering that last year when we sat down, I'm not even sure I had the chance to go to a hearing yet or anything by the time you and I spoke last year because I had just gotten on the committee. But I really, I'm really, really enjoying my time on the committee so far.
Now, you're also... House Ag Committee, but a couple of subcommittees there, conservation, research, biotech, as well as general farm commodities, really works well with not just your district, but with the state.
Yeah.
Do you have the opportunity to get out and visit with producers and kind of get a feel from them what's important, especially when it comes to Farm Bill?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I... really tried to make sure to do after I was fortunate enough to be reelected is the Farm Bill is a must-pass piece of legislation. And like the House, of course, and the Congress as a whole, we take up tons of important legislation. I always say if the Congress is working on it, it's important. While that's true for everything, it's also true that there are some bills that are so consequential that they fall into the like must-pass category, and I would say the Farm Bill is absolutely one of those, right up there with like funding the federal government, in part because, the things like crop insurance, and then of course the nutrition assistance side of the bill are just they're so impactful for so many people, and during my time on the Ag Committee in this session of Congress, I have spent the first part of this year doing what we're just calling a Farm Bill listening tour, keep it simple. And I've had the chance to visit with, we have so many producers in the 3rd District. We have 5 counties. We've got everything from row crops and, decent size. Not as many as like Western Kansas, but decent size farms with row crops, and then everything from that to our specialty crop, smaller farmers and producers. We also are like we're so impacted by the impacts of severe weather events. We're impacted by things like the pandemic, which a lot of folks were really trying to navigate. So I do think that makes the Farm Bill this year, it's always important, but it feels very, very important for us to get that thing across the finish line in a timely way this year.
You mentioned crop insurance. I believe National Crop Insurance Services mm-hmm. is in your district,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. And, so... It's interesting because before I got onto the Ag Committee, I only knew about a little bit about the nutrition assistance programs, of course. I also knew about crop insurance to some extent in that it is such an important backstop for so many farmers and producers in our country. And with the headquarters there in the 3rd District, I actually got the chance to learn about that a bit earlier than the most recent time I've been serving on the Ag Committee. But I do think that hopefully it'll maybe put some minds at ease that I feel like we've got a really strong support for not just maintaining the crop insurance program, but making sure that we're being really thoughtful about, some of the farmers and producers that might be in the specialty crop space, making sure that we're not taking away from the crop insurance program at all, or making it more difficult or any of that sort of thing. And then also just making sure that, with things like drought or flooding, which Kansas is experiencing both of those things at any given time. I feel like we're going to be able to make sure to protect that program for our growers and producers.
You're not just in the center of the United States, Kansas, but it's a great place.
I didn't know if you were going to talk about politically. Oh, no, I'm kidding.
That was a good one.
Is that bipartisan?
And that is. That I'm glad you went there, though. But really, it takes a bipartisan effort to pull things like a farm bill across the across the finish line. It's important for you to work both sides of that aisle, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that I was going to say in the first question that you asked me, I meant to mention that I've had the chance to visit with Tracy Mann, who represents the Big First in Kansas, and him and I have had the chance to visit not just about protecting specific programs, but also things like the research. Our Kansas universities, we have a number of Kansas universities that have really strong research in the ag space, in farming, growing, that has it just has strong legacy. And I know him and I are both very interested in making sure we're getting the research and the framework for the research to be able to continue and protecting crop insurance. So
let's talk just a moment about National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. seems like you've got it all in the district, right?
Yeah, well, so that actually is in Tracy Mann's district.
Oh, is it?
But so Kansas State University, and this was actually, I would say, a legacy of Senator Roberts, and making sure that when it comes to protecting, because, our food system and making sure that our farmers and producers are able to continue to produce not just food that feeds us and the world, but also there are so many other aspects of energy production and these sorts of things that when it comes to our national defense, we have to make sure that we're not just researching those areas, but also protecting against any kind of nefarious activities. And so, this research, this research and defense program that's out there is fits very neatly into that. And Senator Roberts was one of the key drivers of making sure that we have one of those here in the United States.
It's always great to see it. Enjoy the conversation and get to learn a little more about the district. And I'm learning as you're learning through the House Ag Committee as well. Good luck with the rest of the session.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thanks for covering this.
Again, it's the Honorable Charisse Davids, represents the 3rd Congressional District of Kansas, and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.